Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello, loves. Welcome to episode 175, Healing Your Inner Child, The Road to Emotional Empowerment. Today, we're jumping into a profound and profoundly personal topic that touches the core of our being, the inner child. This concept represents a part of our psyche that holds the truth to our past, the emotional imprints of our upbringing, and how it influences our present-day lives. I work with many clients to help them heal their inner child so that they can truly be all that they are capable of being. You can learn more about setting up a Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive call with me from the link in the show notes. Now, let's jump in. Your inner child isn't separate from the adult self, but rather actually an integral part of it, influencing our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors more than we realize. We often go about our lives busily addressing the demands of the day without taking the time to connect with and heal our inner child. It's this disconnect that can lead to feelings of inner turmoil, unexplained fears, or a sense of not truly knowing oneself. Now, I want you to picture for a moment your inner child, if you can. Imagine that innocent, vulnerable part of yourself, perhaps in a specific memory from your childhood. It's crucial to understand that this part of you is not a weakness nor a burden. Instead, it's a source of resilience and strength, waiting to be recognized and embraced. We'll dive deep into the practical aspects of healing and nurturing your inner child as we keep moving along today. But for now, remember that by acknowledging this essential part of your being, you're already taking the first step towards a more profound and transformative journey of self-discovery and emotional healing. Now, let's journey into the heart of the matter. Imagine a home environment that is far from the nurturing sanctuary we all hope for. In a dysfunctional home, the individuals in control may not even realize that their own unawareness perpetuates a situation. Denial becomes the shield that protects the toxic family system. It's a place where the line between truth and illusion blurs. And it's often the children who suffer the most, caught in the crossfire of their parents' unresolved issues. Now, in these circumstances, it's the innocent inner child that bears the brunt of the emotional turbulence, striving to make sense of a world filled with contradictions and instability. This inner child often learns to adapt and to be hypervigilant or to withdraw into a shell as a coping mechanism. Now, these adaptations, they become survival strategies that can persist into adulthood, and they affect our relationships, our self-esteem, and overall well-being. Now, as a child, we developed these coping mechanisms to survive. But as adults, they don't work for us anymore.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, the reality is that these early experiences in dysfunctional homes, they can shape our perception of ourselves and the world around us. Understanding and healing the inner child is it's a vital part of breaking free from the patterns of our past and forging a path to emotional well-being. It's about recognizing that the inner child within each of us deserves to be seen, heard, and healed. It's not easy to confront these painful realities, but it's essential to remember that there is hope, even if you've been raised by toxic parents or other toxic individuals. Your inner child is an intrinsic, authentic aspect of you, and you can learn to cherish and reconnect with it at any point in your life. It's a journey of reclamation and self-discovery that it offers the promise of healing and transformation. Now, to embark on this healing journey, it's crucial to recognize that your inner child is not a liability, but rather a well of untapped potential and resilience. It carries within it the capacity for growth, for healing, and for rewriting the narratives that have held you captive. By acknowledging and nurturing your inner child, you're taking the first empowering step toward breaking free from the emotional patterns that may have hindered and are hindering your adult life. Now listen to me here. You're not alone on this journey. And by embracing your inner child, you're granting yourself the gift of self-love and emotional liberation. Remember, your inner child is not lost, and your healing journey has already begun. What's truly fascinating is that those who've endured challenging childhoods often possess profound empathy and strong inclination to care for others. Paradoxically, they might struggle to actually take care of themselves. This intriguing dynamic presents an opportunity for healing, right? We choose to see our inner child as a cherished little person within us, deserving of love, protection, and compassion. And by doing so, we can break the cycle of self-neglect and start the process of healing. It's crucial to understand that your inner child deserves your love and attention, right? Stop putting all the love and attention back out onto the world to try to heal yourself. It actually needs to point inward. Now, this isn't self-indulgence. It's a fundamental act of self-care and a higher level of self-care. By healing and nurturing your inner child, you can break free from the patterns of your past that may be holding you back. The wounds and limitations of your early years need not define your present or future. You have the power to rewrite and heal your story. So take a moment now to close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Put your hand on your heart and picture your inner child. Visualize that innocent, vulnerable part of yourself. What does it look like? What emotions do you feel? What does your inner child need? Your inner child may yearn for safety, comfort, and affirmation. It may be longing for the validation and recognition it was denied during your early years. These unmet needs may manifest as self-doubt, insecurities, or even self-sabotaging behaviors in your adult life, keeping you stuck. Now, in this moment of reflection, recognize that your inner child is not a burden or a weakness. Instead, it's a source of resilience and strength. Your inner child is a repository of untapped potential, creativity, and joy that can enrich your life once you begin to heal and nurture it. Now, please remember, dear human, that you are enough. You are enough. You are inherently worthy of love and care. Your subconscious mind may be working against you, but it's not too late to embark on your inner child healing journey. This journey is a profound act of self-compassion and self-love that can lead to a brighter, more fulfilling future. Now, as an emotional health and empowerment coach, I want to leave you with this message. You have the power to heal your inner child. It's a journey that takes time and patience, but it's a journey that can transform your entire life. By nurturing and embracing that inner child, you can pave the way for greater self-love, self-acceptance, and emotional healing. If you're ready to do this work, reach out to me at either hello@heidiedallaire.com, somewhere on social, or book a Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive to start your healing. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And remember, you're not alone, and your inner child deserves healing and love. Sending lots of love your way. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.